Stephen Ames joins us this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
What did you make
of? How are you guys?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for finding the time with us here this morning on the other side of the continent, really. But what'd you make of what Tiger did yesterday?
Oh, it's awesome! It's unbelievable. I think it was going to happen eventually. As soon as he found a way to be able to swing with his all his back operations that he's had, and he's obviously fixed part of that already. And then, you know, as time has gone on, but when you consider he's the second oldest guy to have won a major, Jack being the first at 46, the latest at 46, it's unbelievable because he's a extremely fit guy, and he's going to stay there for a long time still to come.
But, Stephen, as a golfer, I think there's so much wear on tear. You guys have hit so many golf balls to make a living in this sport. Did you not at some point just question whether physically, when it's, you know, four back operations, four leg operations, that the body can just eventually break down? Did you not think, I don't know if you can come back from back injuries that often?
Yeah, you know what? He's a determined character, obviously. We all know that. And if there's something that Tiger's going to be determined and try and come back from where he was, it will be Tiger. It's a bit obvious some of the events that he's won. He's been so diligent in his routines and sticking to his routines and being on top of everything. And I mean, for a 9:20 tee time, he's up at 3:45, 4 o'clock, getting his body ready. That tells you a lot right there. When Francisco Molinari's up at 6, I mean, there's a difference there completely.
Yeah, no question. Stephen Ames with us here this morning on Sportsnet 650. And, you know, I'd be curious. You look at how many guys on that back nine, especially with the final six holes, and you saw so many guys just crumbling under the pressure, and Tiger just was mentally there down the stretch. You've gone head-to-head with Tiger. I mean, what's he like in those moments?
Mentally, he's tough. He's very tough. He doesn't let anything bother him. He picks his shot. He picks his routine. He's pretty much very similar to how Jack was back in those days, too. Jack pretty much went through his own routine, his own regiment of doing things and how to get it around the golf course. And Jack and Tiger are very similar that way, very mentally tough and kind of get on with their plan and their game plan of playing the golf course and basically forget who you're playing against. Everybody else is pretty much worried about who they're playing against rather than just getting on with their routine.
Are golfers better now? Is the game of golf better? I mean, you're out still in the Champions Tour. There's so many big names on that tour now. But, you know, when people compare Tiger and Jack, they look and go, you know, depth of field for Jack wasn't as good. Is the game that much better, you know, if you're looking at someone who might be 70th in the world now to what it would have been 20, 25 years ago?
Yeah, I think it is. It's deeper today, for sure. I think a lot of it's been the equipment that's helped a lot of the guys. When you consider if you kind of go back in the days and you look at the golf swings that were playing, Sam Snead, or Nicholas is there, Nicholas Trevino, Johnny Miller, Tom Weisskopf, Gary Player, all those guys, they all had some pretty good golf swings technique-wise. And then you look at a lot of the golfers today, you got a lot of golfers that have got the very bold wrist at the top of their swing, and they come down, they cover the ball very well. But the longevity of the players today, compared to where they were 30 years ago, is shorter because they're doing more in the gym and they're breaking down quicker. Yes, without a doubt.
How's your season going, Stephen?
What's that?
How's your year been so far in 2019?
My year's been good. Well, I had a nice start to my year. I mean, this time of the year for us, it's very open season. We play 5 in 3 months, guys. I think 5 or 6 events in 3 months. So we have a lot of downtime right now. But our season really kicks in about May. And we're going to have weeks where we're playing 3 weeks in a row, have a week off, play 3 weeks in a row, have another week off. So it's going to get very busy from now on. So I'm making the most of keeping my body in shape and playing some golf at the same time.
I feel like I could go for that schedule, Stephen. Like, where do we sign up for that, Perry?
Yeah, it's a nice schedule.
Stephen, is that the difference, though? Just the schedule's a little lighter where you can rest a little bit and recuperate a little bit more? Because when you're on the range, are you out there on the range as long as you would have been back when you're competing in your heyday in the PGA?
I don't work in the range as often as I do now, no.
You don't,
back then. My golf swing's a lot better than it was back then. It's more efficient. I don't have to go at the ball as hard. You know, basically, for me right now, what I'm working on the most is my short game and putting, which is my weak point right now. And I'm working on that. But the golf swing-wise, it's more efficient. And my body doesn't break down as often as it did back then. And that does help. But at the same time, your schedule is your schedule. You pick and choose how many events you want to play. I mean, Tiger does it very well. Jack did it extremely well back then. Family time and practicing time and getting ready for the majors. That was always his focus. And that's the same focus of Tiger. A lot of younger guys today are going to play as many events as they can. But like I said before, it's the golfers today spending more time in the gym, more time on the range, and their longevity is definitely going to be less than what it was 35 years ago, because of how much time they're spending in the gym. That's a big attribute to it.
Stephen Ames joining us from the Dominican Republic. One last question before we let you go, Stephen. We thank you for your time. I mean, you know, back when you were going head-to-head with Tiger, you were one of the few who kind of said, hey, I think this guy, you know, sometimes thinks he's bigger than the game. And a lot of people felt the same way and didn't really say that because, in fact, he was. And then we saw it all unravel for him, not just the golfer, but the husband and the role model. And I don't know how close golfers get on tour, but do you sense, and I'm sure you haven't seen him for a long time, though, that it's just a different person now? It's just a more mature man, a better human being that won yesterday.
Yes, without a doubt. I think everybody sees it. When you consider the fact how many guys have stood up there at the end of the round and watched him and hugged him when he finished, so I think that's a big attribute to the fact of the type of person that he's become now. And obviously that's from all his misdoings, should we say, in his past. And he's relished, he's realized in that, he's learned from his mistakes. Now he's a father, he has two kids. Obviously he loves them very much because they were there and hugging him, which is awesome to see. And I think it's a good, he's a different person in that respect. He might not be the same golfer, but as a man or as a father, he is definitely that figure now, which is wonderful to see.
Stephen, thanks for this. Can we call you a Vancouver guy now? You live here part of the year, do you not?
I'm there very little right now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
I'm only there during the summertime, which is about 2 weeks a year.
Well, you married a good Vancouver girl, or Tawasin specifically, but yes. Thank you for doing this.
I got lucky there.
Yes, exactly. Well, there's one area in life to overachieve in is to marry up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you, Stephen.
Exactly. For sure. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you doing that. That is Stephen Ames talking. Looking